I'm Richard Cantu. Investigating a report of an individual menacing someone, cops in Euclid, Ohio, were ambushed. One officer killed. Police Chief Scott Meyer says it's his worst nightmare come true.
I want the public to understand what this looks like. I want them to understand the repercussions of this violence. It is absolutely disgusting, and it is affecting us all.
Later, some distance away in Shaker Heights, Ohio, suspected gunman Deshaun Vaughn was found shot dead after an hours-long standoff. Just who fired the shot is under investigation. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today. Former fixer Michael Cohen expected to testify.
Jurors are expected to hear a recording that Cohen secretly made during a conversation with Donald Trump in 2016 about an $150,000 hush money payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal. According to prosecutors, the recording provides some of the most damning evidence to prove Trump was aware of the effort to illegally hide information from voters.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Trump could be on the business end of a nine-figure tax liability.
The New York Times and ProPublica reporting on an IRS audit, which they estimate may cost Trump $100 million if the IRS prevails from allegations of, quote, a dubious accounting maneuver to claim improper tax breaks from his tower in Chicago.
ABC's Perry Russum. Beginning on Monday, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused of accepting bribes in exchange for favors for foreign nationals.
The senator believes he is just doing what senators do. When a constituent asks for help, he provides it. When it comes to taking the interest of an ally, he brings that to the Foreign Relations Committee. And at no time, Menendez says, was he working against the interest of the United States?
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Mass General Hospital in Boston reported the death of Rick Slayman, recipient of the world's first credit card rewards and travel programs getting congressional scrutiny in the coming week to make sure you're getting what they promise.
Both the heads of the Transportation Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau testifying before Congress, pledging to investigate whether credit card companies are actually making good on their promises to consumers. On average, nearly one out of every four U.S. households has an airline credit card, generating $23 billion in economic activity.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Roger Corman, Oscar-winning King of the Bees, died at age 98. Little Shop of Horrors and Attack of the Crab Monsters were among his many offerings.
Corman hired aspiring filmmakers Francis Ford Coppola, James Cameron, Martin Scorsese.
Grand Theft Auto is a love story.
In 1977, starring Ron Howard.
With cars.
In 1960, Little Shop of Horrors, the original, featured Jack Nicholson as a pain-loving dentist patient. Bill Murray played it in the 1986 musical remake.
Does it have to be human?
That featured Rick Moranis, who tends to the carnivorous plant. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Quite the sight in Lebanon, Connecticut. Three horses walking from a pasture to a barn through swampy woods got stuck. Handlers were able to walk one out, but it would take dozens of volunteers to clear a path and to position sleds under the remaining horses so they could be pulled out. At last check.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.